In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be buried in an avalanche?
Weird foreign feeling of despair.
Or how it feels to crash a skydive.
I remember hearing a thud, feeling my body hit the ground.
Or how you would react if you were being attacked by an alligator.
At the end of my leg is this huge alligator head on my leg.
These are the stories you'll hear on the podcast called What Was That Like? True stories told by the actual person who went through it. You'll hear from a victim of an attack.
Dragging me into the bathroom and saying, I'm going to kill you, now you're going to die.
You'll hear from a man who discovered a baby.
How could this be? How could there be a baby on the ground?
And you'll hear actual 911 calls.
Clinky County 911.
There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in.
What Was That Like is a podcast about real people in unreal situations. Search for What Was That Like on any podcast app or at whatwasthatlike.com.
Overwhelmed by investing?
If you're anything like us, the hardest part is getting started. That's why we created the Investing for Beginners podcast.
Our goal is to help simplify money so it can work for you.
We invite guests to demystify investing.
At least try to be setting aside like the minimum 10% into the 401k.
We'll teach you the basics of the market.
Yeah, I think compound interest should be at the start of any discussion about investing. And
we've had investment professionals who teach in a simple way.
A valuation-driven bear market, you know, we haven't really seen yet, and I think everyone's thinking about it, but we haven't really seen yet.
Our Q&A episodes feature questions from listeners just like you.
So what do you think about the situation with ETBI, which is Activision?
I'm Dave Ahern.
And I'm Andrew Sather.
And we hope you join us on the Investing for Beginners podcast.
On the Investing for Beginners podcast.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
Hey, welcome to a special bonus episode of Conspiracy Unlimited. From time to time, I'd like to give you an update on this miracle molecule, carbon-60, that has made such a difference in my life and my health. Chris Burris is a scientist and entrepreneur. His company is the world's number one supplier of carbon-60, and now C60 Evo produces ESS-60, the safe, consumable form of carbon-60. Hey, Chris, welcome back. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful, Richard. And how are you doing?
Never slept better in my life. I've dropped 20 pounds in the last 2 months. I attribute that's intermittent fasting, which I've been doing, but also the C60, which is helping me sleep. And it's giving me such tremendous energy. I'm going for long walks every day, 4 miles a day. And so the turnaround actually has just been remarkable. And that's been the silver lining with this lockdown, is taking the time to focus on my health, take responsibility for my health, and everything is just coming along nicely. For those who haven't met you, introduce yourself in terms of your bona fides and your position at C60 Evo.
Excellent. So I'm actually the founder, one of the founders of C60 Evo. My first company is the first company to produce commercial quantities of carbon nanomaterials. We started that way back in 1991. And we started C60 Evo to really have the evolution of C60. So I know your audience is, a lot of them are familiar with C60. For those that aren't, it was discovered in 1985 here in Houston. I'm in Houston at Rice University. The three professors who actually made the discovery went on to win the Nobel Prize in 1996. So we're talking about Nobel Prize winning technology. And they won the prize because kind of the scientific community recognized how important that discovery was going to be. Of course, that's why you win a Nobel Prize. And in 2012, they had done a toxicity study. They actually thought that the most abundant of these carbon nanomaterials, the Buckyball C60, was, those are different names for C60, Buckyball, C60, fullerenes. They thought that they would be toxic for various reasons. So they did this toxicity study. And instead of being toxic, in the study, they gave rats water, rats olive oil, and then rats olive oil with, and here's, I do like to make a demarcation where C60 is actually for industrial applications. So we've sold it to research institutions to produce better ink, better tires, better batteries, better solar cells. So definitely industrial applications. And there's actually peer-reviewed published research that shows C60 when improperly processed is harmful. ESS60 is C60 that's been processed for safer human consumption. So in that study, they gave rats water, rats olive oil, and then rats olive oil with ESS60. And again, it was a toxicity study. Instead of being toxic, those rats that they gave the C60 Evo formulation to lived 90% longer than the control group, and they all died without tumors, which either one of those results would have been something that would have gone viral in the scientific community. Together, they've really gone viral. And really, it was back in 2012 when people, biohackers, kind of really cutting edge health, I'll affectionately call them health nuts, really started taking the product and reporting such amazing benefits. And we, because of that kind of C60 for industrial applications and ESS60 safer for human consumption, we really created a C60 Evo as the evolution of C60 into something that is now, hopefully we're moving it in the direction of being a mainstream supplement that people are getting benefits similar to the benefits you're getting and the benefits I'm getting and then, you know, thousands of our customers are getting.
Right. So it's interesting because you're a scientist, you were providing C60 for industrial use, and then you suddenly found yourself in the health supplement business.
Yes. So what a crazy world that is. So you picture me, I've got my carbon nanomaterial scientist hat, and I'm, again, selling carbon nanomaterials to research institutions around the world. Been doing that since 1991. And then really in 2012, this amazing result, this kind of biological result comes out where these rats live 90% longer. And now we have to make this decision because we start getting phone calls. People are like, hey, how much in a dose? And we're like, we're not, you know, carbon nanomaterial scientist. I'm not really comfortable with that. You put this in tires and inks and batteries and solar cells. I think each one of those components I just listed, Richard, you'd probably like, no, I don't really want to put those in my, anything in those things I don't want to put in my body. Now, this was despite the fact that the data was pretty clear. Again, C60 industrial applications can be harmful if you process it improperly. But ESS60, even back in 2012, was clearly identified to be safe. And then you look at this particular study where, again, they assumed it was toxic and it actually the rats lived 90% longer. Fast forward. So we actually added to some of our labeling, and this is kind of the initial company, we actually added not for human consumption. And like, because we're nervous, you know, carbon nanomaterial scientists. Fast forward, we were still selling the ESS60 in oil, you know, people were supposed to be doing their own rat studies, like replicating the rat study. It turns out that people were actually taking the product themselves and reporting benefits. And you fast forward to 2017, and actually my partner got involved and really started helping Patty. She really started helping grow this business, grow this market, and that was the end of 2017. You come into 2018, and now I'm like, okay, so this is legitimate. This is growing. I'm an entrepreneur and a scientist. I've got two itches to scratch there. The scientist I'm doing, we're still continuing to deliver commercial quantities of carbon nanomaterials, but here's this opportunity. And not only is it just, it's an opportunity, right, for a good business, it's an opportunity that people are reporting amazing benefits, like benefits that I never, like I've taken, and we've all taken vitamin C and vitamin D and whatever it is, and we're told that it's good for us. I'm not aware of any particular supplement that I ever took that I noticed a difference, right? I feel like, oh, I know vitamin C is good for me, so I'm going to take it. And, you know, I know I need to take these kind of trace minerals and, but I'm not sure I ever really noticed that there was a specific benefit for any other supplements. When I started taking this, I really started taking this in 2018, I did notice stuff. I noticed very specific things, and that's different than what I was aware of other supplements. And so, okay, this is an opportunity, and it also seems to be an opportunity to help people. I really couldn't think of anything more attractive to pursue than that. I mean, that's really what's kind of led us here.
Right. And it's being heralded as this super antioxidant, 172 times more powerful than vitamin C, 172 times. Difficult to wrap my head around that. So
yes,
as an antioxidant, what is it doing inside our body?
Okay. So a lot of people ask, all right, these rats live 90% longer. And they're like, well, what's the mechanism? And the reality is we don't yet know the exact mechanism. I mean, we just know those rats live 90% longer. We know that our customers give amazing testimonials because you kind of don't expect a rat that lives 90% longer to be unhealthy through. I often joke that there were no notes in the publication that said these rats were walking around with little walkers and little oxygen tanks, you know, pulling little oxygen tanks behind them. So you'd kind of expect that there would be benefits. And then the testimonials that we are getting from people are showing those benefits. The current medical community thought around aging is that it's an oxidation and an inflammation process. Those two processes are damaging to our bodies. We sustain it for a long period of time, and then it's done enough damage and our life ends. So it's interesting, or it makes sense, that this C60 Evo formulation is a known antioxidant, again, 172 times more powerful than vitamin C. And I've got to be really careful. I know in Canada, it may be slightly different. In fact, hopefully it is, because you guys do some things more intelligently than we do here every now and then. In the United States, the FDA has decided that inflammation is an indication of disease. So if you say something is an anti-inflammatory, then you're saying it solves a disease. And you may have heard the phrase, and I'm going to throw it in now, the FDA hasn't evaluated our product. It's not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease. And because they've made this, by the way, they're wrong. We all have gone for a workout. You're doing your 4-mile walks. Maybe some of them are up a little steeper hills than the day before. And you feel inflammation in your joints. You feel inflammation in your muscles. So inflammation is in fact not always disease related. In any case, it's the FDA. They've decided that it's disease related. So we have to be very careful when we talk about any anti-inflammatory properties of our product. Olive oil is a known anti-inflammatory in and of its own, and that's the majority of our product, at least the product that we recommend. We have a couple of oils, but olive oil is the best product that we have. So the best way to say it is it's a known antioxidant, and it fits perfectly well in an anti-inflammatory diet. Anti-inflammatory diets are known for populations that have reduced stroke, that have reduced heart attacks, and actually do live longer.
So why am I sleeping so well?
So that I've got a couple of theories, right? And actually does relate to oxidation. By the way, these are theories. These aren't kind of proven mechanisms. We still don't really understand sleep very well. So like I think it feels very natural to say, well, why am I sleeping better? Sleep is so complex. There's an amazing book out there called Why We Sleep. And by Matthew Walker. And the book is amazing. It's the scariest book you'll ever read about sleep. And it really outlines like what bad happens to you mentally, right? So for your memory recall, when you don't get enough sleep, what happens to your heart, right? Heart attacks actually go up when we don't get enough sleep, and they go down when we get enough sleep. And we do daylight savings time. So we actually have this ongoing experiment showing that, again, when we lose that hour, we actually have heart attacks go up. And when we gain that hour, heart attacks actually go down. So sleep is very complex. What we do know about the ESS60 molecule is that it can actually get into the mitochondria of the cell. So for those who don't know, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of every cell in your body. So every cell in your body has a little mitochondria in it. And we know that ESS60 can get in there. One of the processes of the mitochondria is an ATP process. That's, again, providing the energy for the cell. We know that the ESS60 molecule is there participating in that ATP process. If you put a room of kind of mitochondrial physician experts together and ask them, hey, would it be good to have a free radical sponge, an antioxidant in the mitochondria while these ATP processes are going on? They would all say yes, right? So we know that ESS60 can get into the mitochondria and be there in the capacity of an antioxidant during these ATP processes. So one of my theories is, in that book, Why We Sleep, it's very clear that your sleep, there are processes that you go through as you're going, just like as you're sleeping through the night. So we all know that you got REM sleep, and then there's deep sleep, and then there's in-REM sleep, and there's different healing. In fact, when you interrupt somebody's early sleep but allow them to get late sleep, you see different detrimental impacts than if you allow them to get their early sleep and interrupt their late sleep, right? So it's not just when you go to sleep, this process starts. It's like certain processes are supposed to happen at certain times during the night. I think one of those initial processes is clearing out all the reactive oxidation species that exist in your body. And if that's part of your sleep process, and the presence of ESS60 has helped you mitigate the reactive oxygen species in your body, then you're kind of physiologically, you can just go, well, that's done. Let me move on to the next thing that I'm supposed to do.
The other thing that I'm noticing is I'm going to be 57 in a couple of months, and I am I'm pain-free. I bend over to tie my shoes. I don't have a pain or a stiffness in my back. Very fortunate, touch wood. A lot of that has to do, I think, with great genes. My mother's 95. She's pain-free. But I think it has a lot to do also with the anti-inflammatory antioxidants in the C60. But is it also the fact that because of C60, I'm getting a better sleep and I'm taking advantage of the restorative qualities or the restorative benefits of the sleep, which is also working to, you know, prevent pain?
Well, I think it can be both, right? So again, we don't understand sleep. Maybe there is an inflammation removal part of your sleep every night. Maybe there's a pain mitigation or cartilage rebuilding at any point of your night. And if you're getting better sleep, then it's going to impact that. I really do believe that the better sleep is actually the thing that could explain the one thing that would most easily explain all of the benefits that we get, right? Because we understand that sleep is good for your mental, physical, and emotional well-being, right? So if we're getting better sleep, we're better mentally and we're better physically. And so, yeah, if you're getting better sleep and you've got these aches and pains, your body is able to do that during the quality sleep that you're getting now, that just makes sense. Now, it's also, you know, olive oil, anti-inflammatory properties. So you know that you're getting anti-inflammatories. Like when you have swollen knees, people like say, take an Advil. Not my recommendation. I would say take C60 Evo, because that can, you'll as you're testifying, that will alleviate. And in my case, it alleviated my knee pain. I played soccer for 25 years. After I finished playing soccer, I actually had a knee pain in my left knee. And that had bothered me for 5 years or so. And when I started taking the product on a regular basis, that knee pain went away. I've actually got a dentist who, I love his description. He's like, so when I take the product, I feel like the Tin Man, but after he's been oiled. Right. Yeah. And this is a dentist, right? He's bent over people all day. And so he's kind of keenly aware of what he's experiencing throughout the day.
You mentioned we were talking about sleep. So there is an ongoing sleep study at the University of California, San Diego. How are you involved?
Yeah. So I think through one of the podcasts that I was on, I was put in contact with, he's an assistant professor now. He actually started a position after I was in contact with him. His name's Benjamin. He was already a consultant for Oura Ring. Now, Oura Ring is one of the better sleep trackers, and we can kind of go down a couple rabbit holes here, but we'll stay focused for right now. It's one of the better sleep trackers on the market. So you can actually get, it connects with your app. I've got an Oura Ring here. So for those of you who can see it, it just looks like, you know, a black ring sitting on my index finger. It's got sensors in it. It can monitor temperature. It can monitor heart rate. And it can monitor activity, right? So if you're moving around. So it's one of the better sleep trackers on the market. I was in contact with Benjamin. We were starting the study, and because it is so consistent, and your testimonial fits right in it. People take the product in the morning, they report mental focus and energy during the day, and then they report better sleep that night. So I'm like, hey, I've got to get a hold of somebody who could help me get some, I'm a scientist, I want data. And I was put in contact with Benjamin. We started this process. We actually have one person who's gone through it. We've got about 20 people in the study. He's able to get in, because he's a consultant for Oura Ring, he can actually get in the back end and see specific data. So what we're doing is we're collecting observations from people and then going to go in and dig through the data and find data that supports that information, right? So that's this is a wonderful test. I'm so excited about it. And then COVID hits. And it turns out, good or bad for my study, good maybe for society overall, that because the Oura Ring is tracking temperature, they're actually able to identify somebody who has contracted COVID prior to them showing any symptoms, right? So it's monitoring that. So you can imagine just he's overwhelmed with people like, hey, how does this data work? I think even the NBA has said that their players can use the Oura Ring in lieu of other testing because the data is pretty solid. Don't quote me on that. It may be just like they're encouraging their players to have it and to do this study, but they're trying to move in that direction. And this goes to like big data as it's associated to your health, right? You've got a ring that's keeping track of so many things. Benjamin, it's great. I get to have these really geeky, sciencey conversations with him. And he said, if you just gave somebody an Oura Ring today and they contracted coronavirus today, it wouldn't really help you because you need this baseline of where you sit in terms of temperature. Everyone's different. So you need this baseline. And from that baseline is when you can see the variations off of the baseline that would indicate coronavirus. So I'm excited. And I had a conversation with him in the middle of all this where he's still inundated. And he's like, look, I'm getting settled. He's going to have grad students. He's going to get a grad student to this particular project. But in the meantime, we have had one guy go through it, and he says he's a lifelong customer, and the data looks really good from his experience.
Do you want to know what it's like to hang out with MS-13 in El Salvador? How the Russian mafia fought battles all over Brooklyn in the 1990s.
Or what about that time I got lost in the Burmese jungle hunting the world's biggest meth lab? Or why the Japanese Yakuza have all those crazy dragon tattoos? I'm Sean Williams.
And I'm Danny Gold. And we're the hosts of the Underworld Podcast. We're journalists that have traveled all over, reporting on dangerous people and places. And every week, we'll be bringing you a new story about organized crime from all over the world.
We know this stuff because we've been there. We've seen it. And we've got the near misses and embarrassing tales to go with it. We'll mix in reporting with our own experiences in the field, and we'll throw in some bad jokes while we're at it.
The Underworld Podcast explores the criminal underworlds that affect all of our lives, whether we know it or not. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Andrew Gold, a fallen BBC journalist interviewing the heretics and rebels brave enough to speak out against mainstream narratives. Here's Coleman Hughes, John Ronson, and the Trigonometry podcast guys bringing controversy to the fore.
How'd you feel if a person of a different race moved in next door?
I spent a while with a politically correct faction of the Ku Klux Klan.
The system punishes people for wrongthink. It's heartbreaking.
Here's My Unorthodox Life Netflix star Julia Hart on getting out of a Hasidic Jewish cult.
Why can't I be okay with being silent and subservient? Everyone else is.
And biologist Richard Dawkins on trans activism.
It's perfectly legitimate to say, I am a man, but I feel feminine. But to then say, therefore I am a woman, is just a betrayal of language.
Now it's your turn. Rebel against the mainstream and find a home in this sensible alternative space by subscribing to Heretics Podcast.
We all enjoy a little mystery. Every other week, One Strange Thing presents forgotten stories from America's newspaper archives. They all have something in common, a single element that can't quite be explained. Join us on One Strange Thing, and you'll hear about a man who was literally stricken with genius. A 21st century child who remembered piloting a World War II bomber. A mysterious, unidentifiable blob in Texas. And then there was the lizard man stalking through small-town South Carolina. From cryptids and disappearances to modern-day miracles, One Strange Thing brings you stories that are very real. And just a little otherworldly. Subscribe now, wherever you listen.
So you're sending people over to the U of C San Diego to take part in a sleep study who are C60 users. And
well, so what we're looking for is, and actually we have a Facebook group. What we're looking for is people who have an Oura Ring and have never tried our product, right? So they sign up for the program, and then they give us kind of confirmation, email confirmation that we'll be able to access their data, because with the approval, Benjamin can access the data after the fact. So that we collect 10 days of data, and really it's 10 days of observation. So it's a spreadsheet. Did you notice how you sleep? Did you sleep longer, et cetera? And a lot of that can come from the Oura Ring app. It connects to your cell phone and it can tell you exactly like how you slept the night before and when, how much deep sleep did you have, et cetera. So then they go on the product for 10 days. And during those 10 days, we're also collecting data. Then they go off 10 days and then back on 10 days. And in the case of the one guy who's gone completely through the program, those 10 days that he was off the product, he had a noticeable reversion to his bad sleep habits or bad sleep experience prior to being on the C60 Evo product. And I actually just got a testimonial today, which was kind of cool. It was a guy who was on his podcast. I got him some bottles and he has a cat. And so when I kind of followed up with him, he's like, yeah, my cat, it lives outside, kind of lives in a box outside. And when I come outside, since he's been on the product, he's like comes out really quickly of his own accord, where normally he has to kind of rattle the cage, wake the cat up, whatever's going on, right? And he said, but I'm not sure, you know, maybe it's just because it's spring and it's getting warmer and the cat's got a spring in its step, right? So the cat was off the product for a month, noticed, okay, now he's got to go back to rattling the cage in order to get the cat to come out. Goes back on the product. And he said, I was going to collect data. Like I had a spreadsheet. I was going to collect every day's data. But after day three, the cat was coming out as soon as it heard me. Like I just, every single day after day three, the cat meets me outside and follows me around like it used to do prior to it getting so old.
Right.
And it's a 21 year old cat.
Oh my, 21 years old.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
There are products available for cats and dogs. And the amazing thing is with cats and dogs, you don't have a placebo effect.
Yep. Yeah. Now, in fact, in that conversation I was having him, his name's Greg, he was saying like, that's one of the great things about this. And he personally said he didn't really notice anything other than he's getting much stronger or able to remember his dreams better. It was kind of funny because he was like, well, I don't really like my dream, so I'm not convinced that's a great thing. but it's just another data point for me. Like there is an impact on your sleep with the product.
I understand, speaking of different products, there's a new nighttime cream coming out. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So really, and Patty, my business partner with C60 Evo, is really driving this. So we're really excited about it. It's got a lot of organic oils. Each of the oils was kind of selected with a formulator that I've been working with for years. And so we're going to have this product. It's probably about, we might do some trials in about a month. It would be nice to have it out by the holidays. Not sure that's going to happen. And the concept behind it is that you, and there's good data showing how ESS60 is good for the skin. First off, we've got testimonials of people saying their skin is improved just from them taking it internally. So now we're actually getting putting together the product so that we've got this kind of facial serum that goes on your face. And so now you're getting the actual ESS60 molecule directly on your face. So the few people that we've done is kind of preliminary stuff work with, where we've gotten them some preliminary versions of the formula, have reported good results. So we're really excited about that. And you know, it's a little ways out, but it's good to let the audience know that that's coming.
All right. Well, and people should keep checking C60Evo.com for the arrival of the nighttime face cream. And of course, we just mentioned the fabulous products for cats and dogs and probably horses as well. I'm guessing they have inflammation issues, no doubt, knee problems and so forth with yes. Horses.
We do have a big study that's going on over in one of the Arab nations. Some of the kind of race horses over there were sponsoring with material a study over there. So that's pretty exciting. So
how are people ordering C60? Are they ordering it by the case, by the bottle? How do they generally order?
Well, the best way, you go to c60evo.com, and I think you've got a code, so we'll make sure that gets shared where they can get some additional savings.
It's in the episode notes for the podcast, okay. And if you're watching this on YouTube, it's scrolling along the bottom there, the website, and also, yes, you get an additional 5% off if you use the code RS1SPEC. RS1SPEC, an additional 5% off.
And that's great. So when you visit the website, you can get a bottle, a 4-ounce bottle. It's about $95. Or if you want to try a bigger bottle, there's an 8-ounce bottle. Certainly feel free to do that. In both cases, so in the 4-ounce and the 8-ounce, you can save about 20% by going on subscription. So we want to encourage people to get on subscription. We really decided to do subscriptions. Mostly in the beginning, we didn't have any subscriptions, and we had customers calling us and like, I would like to be on subscription because I never want to go without the product. Like our customers actually drove this subscription. You can cancel it at any time. So this is not like, hey, we're trying to rope you in. Our customer service is amazing. And they're not trained to like convince you not to. If you're ready to cancel, great. So don't worry about that, but make sure you take advantage of that 20% discount. The discount's a little richer. I don't remember what the particular percentage is, but when you order a case of 12, that's actually the best deal. So go ahead and look for that. And you know, if you're interested in 12 bottles, maybe you want to give one to a friend or a family member or somebody who you know clearly needs it. You know, that case might be a great way to do that. And you know, Christmas is whatever, not too far away.
Just a few moments remaining, but what would you say to people that are interested, but they're saying, but there's so many people out there selling C60 these days. Why C60evo.com?
Well, and I think this is the important part about, so let's talk about the pedigree that I bring into C60 Evo. I've been manufacturing and distributing carbon nanomaterials since 1991. What that means is when we were producing C60, all the way back in 1991, we would sell it to universities. If there's a university that's doing any sort of carbon research or a private lab that's doing any kind of research, we've probably sold to them. And when we sell to them, they actually take that material that we're selling, so that C60 is typically a black powder, they take that to their grad student or to their assistant, and they run it through an HPLC. What that means is I've never had the luxury of selling into an audience into a consumer base that didn't have, and I'll say luxury, I don't mean that the wrong way. I just mean that, like, I've always had to sell into the most stringent environment, right? They get it, they test it, and if we sold them something that doesn't test the way they think it should, then we've got to justify it or replace the product. We were not in the habit of replacing product. There's a lot of C60 manufacturers out there who have only been in the business for 1 to maybe 3 years. I assure you, they do not have an HPLC, high-performance liquid chromatography. So they don't actually know the concentration of their product. I'm sure, hopefully, they're doing the right thing and they're testing batches here and there. What we did realize, even in our own production process, is when we went from mixing small kind of Erlenmeyer flasks to mixing much larger tanks, we actually had to change our process from a two-week process to a three-week process. It's a full 7 additional days. We also had to introduce nitrogen backfilling to make sure that we weren't getting oxygenation into our products. And of course, it's mixed in the dark. So we only knew to do that because we have an HPLC. Recently, I kind of ordered 22 of the products that are on the market that say they have C60 in them. Unfortunately, there are some that don't have any C60 in them at all. So you've got to be careful there. And there's many others. In fact, there was only one other product that I was able to test that actually matched the spec of product that existed that is on their labeling. So really, when you look for ESS60, you're going to find something that we've been manufacturing and delivering since 1991, and it's held to the highest standard of any of the companies that are on the market.
Fantastic. So C60evo.com, go to the episode notes in the podcast and click on the link, C60evo.com/REF/RS1. And then, again, take advantage of those subscriptions. You can save some money. And an additional 5% off if you use the code RS1SPEC. It's all in the episode notes and it's all scrolling down below this video. Chris, thank you so much.
Richard, thank you for having me.
A new Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now. Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review because we have huge egos and need love. We're like cats. We need constant petting.